Good morning, everybody. It really is my absolute pleasure to be with you all this morning. As Rab said, my name is Emma, and I have the absolute privilege of leading the work of CAP here in Scotland. I've worked for Christians Against Poverty for about 6 years now, but most of that time was when we were living in Northern Ireland. So if you're listening and thinking she's got quite a weird accent, I do. I am originally from Scotland and the Scottish borders. Now I went to Northern Ireland to go to university, to go to Queen's, and I met my husband and accidentally stayed for 20 years. Through my journey and listening to God's call upon our lives, we relocated back to Scotland just in July of last year for me to take on the role of leading the work of CAP in Scotland. So for me, it was a move home. If you talk to my family, it was an emigration from Northern Ireland to Scotland. My husband's biggest fear is that our two boys are going to end up supporting the Scottish rugby team, though he has settled himself that that's marginally better than the English rugby team, so he's kind of made his peace with that. We live in Peebles in the Scottish borders, and it genuinely is my absolute pleasure to be with you this morning as you take this important and really exciting step of launching your CAP debt centre. We have been journeying with you guys for quite a season, and it's absolutely obvious to us that you are a church that really does have a heart for the poor and for your local community, and you really do want to make a difference in the lives of those folks, not just here in Stirling, but across the Forth Valley. And so I really am very excited to be here and to launch this new debt centre with you, a debt centre that is all about bringing God's light into the darkness that really does come a bit. That really does bring God's light into the darkness that so many people are experiencing. Your debt centre is about to start to pierce that darkness with God's brilliant and marvellous light. And you are going to get an opportunity to be a part of that in a range of different ways, be that volunteering, be that through praying, or potentially giving financially either to this centre or to the work of CAP. I wanted to start this morning by telling you a story about a girl called Steph. You see, for Steph, unfortunately, the darkness started to creep into her life when she was just a little girl. And instead of protecting her and keeping her safe, her dad beat her, and her mum really didn't do anything to protect her from that. And the light of her childhood began to fade very quickly. When she was just 14, her dad told her to get out of the house, and again, mum did nothing to prevent that from happening. And she was barely a teenager, homeless and alone. Steph felt unwanted, unloved, and didn't really have much hope going on at that point. She grew up thinking that everything goes wrong in life, and for her, the light in her life was fading fast. Steph had never really been taught anything about money, and she quickly found herself in debt. She just simply didn't know what to do and how to manage what she had coming in and going out, and suddenly found that the bills began to mount. Unfortunately, Steph then was involved in a car accident, and she suffered post-traumatic stress, and then she had a breakdown. And the darkness got even bleaker for her. Steph lost her job, and then the eviction notices started to come through the front door, and she didn't actually know where she was going to live. Her relationship with her partner broke down because of the stress of everything, and she found it hard not only to feed herself, but her four-year-old daughter, Bella. And the darkness at that point became so great that she could really see no way out of her situation. And she began to think about ending it all. It was pitch black. You don't have to step far outside the doors of this church before you walk past homes that are unfortunately shrouded in darkness. They might not look any different on the outside from your own home, but behind those curtains, behind those locked doors, there will be people there who are feeling lost and broken and abandoned. Households just like Steph, right here in Stirling, who are living in the darkness of debt and poverty. But we know that you know that already. We know that you are a church who are committed to reaching out to your community. And through many of the ministries that you've got already as a church, you're beginning to make inroads into your local community and reaching out to those who are in most need. You see, debt and poverty, unemployment, addiction, they exist absolutely everywhere. And debt causes such darkness, such misery. We know that from speaking to our clients, over two-thirds of our clients would regularly miss meals because of debt. People do find themselves being hungry. We know that nearly half of our clients struggle with mental ill health, either caused or made worse by the debt situations that they find themselves in. And one of the statistics that I find the most shocking and difficult to get my head around, like Steph, is that over a third of clients have seriously considered or attempted suicide because of their debt situation. They just simply believe that there is no way out and there's no one to help them. People find themselves trapped, living in a prison with no hope to light the way. And yet these are people that God loves deeply. Beautiful people made in God's image. Mums and dads with kids just like you and I have. Brothers and sisters, children who are living in situations where they feel that there is something deeply wrong, where they see their families being ripped apart, and where they experience nothing but darkness. God knows the darkness and misery that poverty causes, that it robs people of their dignity as they struggle to feed their children, that it robs people of their closest relationships as arguments cause marital breakdown and rifts between families, and that it robs people of their hope as they look at this never-ending pile of bills and think there's just no way out of this situation. But God is light, and there is no darkness in him at all. And God, who said in the beginning, "Let there be light in the darkness," has been calling his people, you and me, all throughout Scripture, to bring his light into the darkness of poverty. And it's in Isaiah 58 that Rab read for us already this morning that God really outlines what he wants his people to do in the face of poverty. This is how he wants us to honour him and to worship him. Is this not the kind of fasting I have chosen, to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe them and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood, then your light will break forth like the dawn and your healing will quickly appear. If you do away with the yoke of oppression and the pointing finger and malicious talk, if you spend yourself on behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness and your night will become like the noonday. When we help the poor, when we spend ourselves on behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then the darkness is replaced by light and we see that the night is replaced by noonday. We know that in John chapter 9, Jesus said, "While I am here in this world, I am the light of the world." But we also know that if we are a follower of Jesus, if we accept Jesus into our hearts and claim to live a life that follows him, then he is passing that light and that baton on to us, onto you and me. He tells us in Matthew chapter 5, "You are the light of the world." And so it's kind of like, if you imagine it a bit like an Olympic torch, do you know, where they pass it from one person to the next person and that torch stays alight, that flame is there glowing and bringing light into the situation. Just think of it like that, that Jesus has had that torch physically in his hand and now he's passing it into our hands. And we are taking that torch, that light, into situations where there's never been any light before. You know, Jesus is saying to us, "You are the light of the world. Carry my light into every dark corner here in Stirling. You need to shine this light and hope where there is despair, where there is hurt and pain. Use my light to bring healing and love. Where there is poverty and hunger, use my light to bring help and compassion. That was Jesus' mission. His mission was to proclaim good news to the poor, and so is yours, and so is mine. He's sending us to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim the release for captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, just as Jesus declared in an opening speech, as we had outlined for us this morning in Luke chapter 4. I want to read it again this morning because I think those words are so powerful and important for us to reflect on. And he came to Nazareth where he was brought up, and as was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up and read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him, and he unrolled the scroll, and he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour." And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. Jesus' mission is our mission. His purpose and plans for his time on earth should be ours also. He calls us, his bride, the church, to bring his light into the darkness and to set people free. And the good news is this is exactly what your CAP Debt Centre is going to do. It is going to bring the light of hope into some of the most bleakest situations. Through the work of CAP, we have an extensive network of debt centres right the way across the United Kingdom. 300, in fact. 300 debt centres that have around 1,000 frontline workers and over 5,000 volunteers who are helping those churches to reach into their local communities. You guys are debt centre number 21 here in Scotland, and we stretch from as far north as Inverness right the way through to Castle Douglas in Dumfries and Galloway. And you're the very first debt centre actually in this area, in this kind of postcode area. And that means for the very first time, people in this area will be able to ring the 0800 number and they will be able to get support and they're going to be able to get help. So just like Steph, you imagine somebody like Steph living maybe just a few minutes away from church, when she rings that number, she will get someone telling her, yes, there is somebody who cares. There is someone in your local area, Fiona, Stephen, Maureen, they can come to your house, they can visit you and begin to help your way to journey out of debt. And for the first time, the darkness is pierced with hope. And when Fiona or Stephen and Maureen go into somebody's home and don't judge them, but offer a warm greeting and genuine compassion and care, people see that this is different. This is perhaps not like anything that we've ever experienced before. And again, the darkness is pierced with hope. And when those guys take away the paperwork and the piles of bills and send them off to our specialist teams back at head office, they're able to say, don't worry about it. CAP will find a way out of this situation for you. There's no problem too big. We've got this. It's okay. Again, the darkness is pierced with hope. Because with CAP, there is always a way out of the situation. There is always hope. It doesn't matter who you are, your past, your current circumstances. It doesn't matter the size of your debt or how you got into debt in the first instance. Because of our 22 years experience within this industry, we've seen it all before, and we know that there is a solution. But ultimately, we know that there is real and true hope because of Jesus. Because with Jesus, there is always hope. Light will shine in the darkness. And so through our award-winning debt counselling teams who are based in head office, guys there are authorised by the FCA, so have all of the knowledge and wisdom and know-how to deal with debt situations. They'll gather up the bills, they'll begin to understand the full extent of the debt and help that person to create a budget that allows them to live and exist well whilst journeying out of debt. And so that means for the first time, maybe parents are able to feed their children. Families are able to have a savings account for when things like the boiler breaks or stuff goes wrong. People pay their rent on time, and light begins to shine into the darkness. Because of the scale of the work we do, we're managing around £56 million worth of debt. And we have an incredibly good reputation within the credit industry. We just know that God's favor, God's hand has been upon our work. And we negotiate and liaise with hundreds of different banks and utility companies, credit card companies, debt collectors, bailiffs, all on behalf of the individual, so they no longer have to do that themselves. And we are able to set up affordable payment plans, so what felt overwhelming becomes manageable. We get interest rates reduced or can stopped, and so that folks can find a path and a way out of their debt. And again, the darkness is pierced and hope begins to come in. And you see, we speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. We're defending the rights of the poor and the needy, just like we read in Proverbs chapter 31. But we don't pay anybody's debts for them. It's often a misconception. We never pay a single penny on anyone's behalf. But we do fight really hard on people's behalf to create a fair and just way for them to be able to work their way out of debt. And so we'll bring in an opportunity that those phone calls that the person was experiencing, the phone that was ringing and ringing, the letters that were coming through the door, we'll bring all of that to an end. We'll be able to negotiate with the creditors for that person for the very first time, so that things like maybe a house that was about to get repossessed, we can intervene in that situation and allow families to keep their homes. We're hugely interested in whole person support and look at wraparound care and a holistic approach to make sure that families have what they need. So Fiona and Stephen and Maureen will be able to do an emergency food shop for clients to make sure families have something to eat, that they have electricity on the meter, that the house is warm. We'll also do things like invite families to come on what's called a discovery break, which is a free holiday that we do once a year in Gartmore House, actually really close here. And we take people just away from the really difficult circumstances that they find themselves in to have the opportunity to have a break and some space to encounter God, often for the very first time, to allow people to make that decision to let Jesus into their lives and begin to see real and true transformation. And you see, all of those things, as we're journeying, working alongside people, sometimes for months, sometimes for years, often then all come to the end point when the client gets a phone call and the phone rings and somebody tells them, you are debt free. All that debt is gone. It has been paid back. Just like we do to over 2,500 clients each and every year. And at that moment, brilliant light comes flooding into people's lives. Last year in Scotland, we saw 114 families go debt-free, which was a record-breaking year for us here. That's over 100 families no longer carrying the pain and the burden of debt. Over 100 families now with a hope and with a future. And this is the service that your church is now going to be offering. As I say, not just here in Stirling, but right the way across the Forth Valley through your partnership with CAP. And it works. CAP really does work. It really does make a massive difference into individual lives and to families. Each year we're working with around 16,000 debt clients, as I said, partnering with over 300 different churches across the UK. We see about £3 million of debt written off each and every month. And one of the best things about the work that we do is that we're looking for a long-term solution for folks. We want people to go debt-free and stay debt-free. And amazingly, we find that 93% of our clients, after 3 years from when their debt has ended and the work with CAP is finished, 93% stay debt-free and remain debt-free long-term. We're not interested in a sticking plaster over a gaping wound. We're looking for long-term, sustainable financial freedom for people so that people can then live a new life and find true and real hope in the future. And so that's often why, if you ever listen to your man, you know, Martin Lewis, money saving expert, who speaks really fast and you have to kind of saddle up and listen to him carefully. But it's amazing. Martin's not a Christian, but he is a massive fan and friend of CAP. If you ever seen him this morning or on Five Live talking about debt, I guarantee you he will mention CAP. He says that we are unsurpassed when it comes to debt help. He understands what we do and how we do it, and that our services are for absolutely anybody and everyone as we help people to journey their way out of debt. You might be aware that CAP runs some other services in alongside our debt work, because we also want to make sure that the reasons that potentially people got into debt in the first instance were maybe able to support folks with. And this is where we run what's called our group services, helping people to deal with issues around unemployment, addictions and dependencies, and life on a low income. For those then who are unemployed and have been written off and out of work for years, CAP Job Club exists to help people to find their way back to employment. For people who have been a prisoner to their dependencies, freedom can be found in a CAP Fresh Start group. And for those who are living life on a low income and struggling to make choices, good choices in their life, a course called CAP Life Skills exists to enable people to have the skills that they need to manage lives successfully. And we have a network again of around 300 group services right the way across the United Kingdom. Again, we partner with local churches to run those. And these groups are where people can find friendship and love and care and compassion. Yes, there's a course to maybe help somebody very specifically with the issue that they've come along with, but moreover, they're there to help people to connect, to find friends, to find a family, a place to belong, and where better to belong than within the body of Christ. And again, we have seen God's real favour upon our group services and just phenomenal stuff happening there. We see around about 40% of those people who come along to a job club actually finding work. The amazing thing about that statistic is that's about double what a government job club is able to achieve. So it really is absolutely fantastic. And through all of the work with our group services and with our debt centres, we're connecting and supporting around 22,000 people each year. And while all of that is brilliant, you know, all of that really is incredible, and this is what Jesus did do, is that he brought light into people's lives with acts of compassion and care, because this is God's kingdom, this is what God's asking us to do. But the real desire of our Father, the Father of lights, the desire of Christ, the light of the world, it goes far beyond the practical stuff. You see, the call on the Church of Jesus is not simply to turn up the dimmer switch on the light of people's lives, but it's to flood people's lives with the light of salvation. We read this in John, "I have come into the world as a light so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness." We, God's church, we are sent to call people out of the darkness and into his wonderful light. We know that 1 Peter says, "For you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's very own possession. And as a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he has called you out of the darkness and into his wonderful light." See, God really is calling everyone out of the darkness. He's calling everyone into his wonderful light. And we, you and me, we are his messengers. He wants us to show other people his goodness, and he wants us to tell people about Jesus. And so, as I said, while there's great beauty and there's power and joy and rejoicing and these acts of love and kindness in seeing people go debt-free, there really only is one act that can banish the darkness for absolute eternity, and that's giving people the opportunity to encounter Jesus. We proclaim the good news that salvation is found in Jesus and Jesus alone. That there is a lot of pressure in today's society to not let our light like shine so brightly like that. It's not what people expect from a debt counselling charity, is it? That we're going to help you to find your way out of debt, and also we're going to give you the opportunity to hear about Jesus as well. But we feel that having let in those small chunks of light as we deal with the practical reality of people's situations, we want to smash massive holes into people's situations and just let the light of the eternal light and love of Jesus come flooding into people's lives. And so that's what we do. That's what we take opportunities to do. In 2017 alone, we saw over 1,000 people come to know Jesus through the work of CAP across the United Kingdom. And in November, just last year, we had a real celebration when we got the opportunity to see our 8,000th client in CAP's 22-year history, our 8,000th client come to know Jesus. That's 8,000 people who now have an eternal hope, an eternal future. And this happens because our frontline staff or our debt centre workers, just like Fiona, like Stephen and Maureen, they are absolutely committed to giving people the chance to hear about Jesus. And so they'll offer to pray with folks. They'll invite them to church. They'll invite them to Alpha. They'll maybe share a bit of their story, their own faith journey. They'll tell people about Jesus because they're intentional. They're going to take those moments and take those opportunities to let people hear about Jesus and give people a chance to make a response to him and let his light and love come flooding into their lives. As I finish up this morning, I'd like us to watch the story of one of these clients, an amazing young woman called Kylie from Northern Ireland, not at all biased. She's an absolute wonderful woman, and I do know her personally. And this is something of her story. One of the ways that many of our clients often describe their situation before CAP got involved is like that of a storm, a violent, raging storm. Waves coming in at them from all directions with no end in sight, and the feeling of getting more and more difficult to breathe, more and more difficult to hang on.
It's dark, this place. Oppressively dark. At sea, open waters, deep trouble. It drowns me. No one knows that I'm way out of my depth, that I'm in debt. Keep swimming, the shore can't be far. But I've been out here for days, or is it months, years? Alone. I am alone. That's the worst part, that no one knows. I never thought that would be me. I never thought I'd feel so weak. I never thought I would struggle to give my kids what they need, but they need, and I have nothing to give. If I blur out this ocean, this black, this blue, it hurts less. I feel less. My mind in tatters, gripped by anxiety. When was the last time I laughed? Smiled? When was the last time I breathed? Without taking in water. I just don't know what happened, how I got here, how I fell into the struggle of not eating, of ends not meeting, of hungry, of cold, of lonely, endlessly attacked by these waves of darkness and despair and devastation, of threats and guilt and accusation, of day after day, day after day, depression, rock bottom, wave after wave. Does it never end? They're building and breaking, they're breaking, I'm breaking. I throw all my might into this one sound. Save me! Save me! Quiet. What is this sound? I'm not sure I've heard it before. Stillness. What is it? I don't think I've ever felt like this. A hand reaches for me. You reached for me. You pulled me out of the water and wanted nothing in return. I felt warm in my skin, warmth in my soul. For the first time in years, I saw light. Brilliant light, like first thing in the morning, blazing the darkness, the end of the night. Unconditional support, inexhaustible kindness, a peace that surpassed all conceivable understanding. You saw me. You found me. You lifted me. And I breathed. At last.
Kylie's story is just one of thousands of stories. Stories of darkness, of overwhelming, difficult situations, of the waves crashing round people's lives. But it's also a story of absolute hope and transformation. It's incredible. Kylie and her husband are doing so well. They have five young children, and life for them is so good because of the love and care and support of their local debt centre, of their local church, of the CAP debt office team in head office that helped them journey their way out of debt, and most importantly, because of Jesus, because of the light and love of Jesus, they now have an eternal hope, an eternal future. We can only help people like Kylie and the thousands of others because of compassionate Christians like yourself who choose to support our work, who choose to get involved in a variety of different ways, both locally and nationally. People who believe that we don't just want to turn up the dimmer switch on people's lives, but we want to let the light flood in and to make complete and dramatic differences in people's lives. And it's because of people like you that we really are able to reach into situations like Kylie's, like Steph, that I told you about at the beginning this morning, and see Jesus come into their lives and keep him at the very centre of all that we do. There's a range of different ways that you can get involved with CAP, as I say, both locally and nationally. We're going to have a stand this morning, and there's going to be lots of us there who would absolutely love to talk to you about how you might get involved. I really do hope that the Holy Spirit has been very present with us this morning, and something has been stirring in some of you, and you know when you feel that nudge about, yeah, there is something I could do, I do want to get involved. One of the main ways that you can get involved is by praying very specifically for this local centre, for Fiona, for Stephen and Maureen and Rab as they begin this work and begin to reach out into the community. But to begin to pray very specifically for the clients that they'll encounter, we know the power of praying for people by name, don't we? So these guys are looking for a prayer team, for people who can stand with them in prayer as they reach out to each and every client. It takes a whole team to run a debt centre. There's loads of different ways that you can get involved through serving, through giving some of your time, as much or as little as you can. And we'd love to talk to you about that this morning. If you think, actually, yeah, I could give up a bit of my time. I could become something called a befriender, and I could draw alongside people like Kylie, like Steph, and serve in some ways. And for some people, perhaps you're able to support the work of this debt centre or CAP by giving a financial gift. Giving financially really does allow us to bring stability to our work. A regular monthly donation allows us to plan for the work that we're doing, not only within this centre here but nationally as we plan and deliver our services right the way across Scotland and indeed across the United Kingdom. And a regular monthly gift allows us to do that. Is that something that you would consider this morning? On your seats, you will see that there are giving forums for this local debt centre for you to consider whether that's something that you would like to be a part of. We also have on the stall this morning giving forms for you to consider whether you would like to give to the work of CAP nationally. Whilst individual churches do fund some of the work of the debt centre, you guys cover the cost of around a third of that. Two-thirds of the cost is funded centrally and nationally by us as a charity. And one of the main ways that we do that is through something called a life changer, someone who gives a regular monthly donation. Again, if that's something you'd like to consider, we'd love to talk to you about that this morning. What we do have as a free gift to you this morning is lots of these. Copies of the book called Nevertheless, which is the story of the 22-year history of CAP. I probably could have talked to you for hours about CAP and told you lots of stories, but you're glad that I didn't. But if you want to find out more about CAP, we would love to give you a copy of one of these books for free. There's no gimmick, there's no charge. What we would love is maybe to remain in contact with you. We send out a quarterly newsletter called Lifted that just updates you on the work of CAP. So to receive a book, we'd probably just love to receive your contact details. So we have lots of those there this morning. So that's like three different ways you could consider getting involved. So if God's been stirring something in your heart, don't leave this morning without having a chat with us before you go. It really has been my absolute pleasure to speak with you this morning. We are so excited for all that God is going to do through this debt centre. And I can't wait to hear about your stories. You are going to have stories like Kylie's, like Steph's. You're going to bring about real and lasting change into people's lives in this community. And we can't wait to cheer you on and to celebrate with you as you see your first clients go debt free, as you see your first clients come to know Jesus.